other scanners in the mill are strictly, they see the three dimensions, they don't see quality, right? And you depend on the worker to interact with the computer. Computerized scanner, which it actually takes a picture of the wood. It can pick the defects out, pick out the knots. It will pick out if there's a split. It'll pick out all those defects. It will set it up to go under the trimmer. If it sees a 16-foot piece and it says, well, this 8-foot piece is a 2x8 is worth this much, and if I cut it in half and made this piece a 2x6, it would be worth more money. It'll cut it in half. Half of that gate will lift up, and it'll go around to another edger to be remanufactured into the higher value piece.
For those like me, dust is simply something you sweep off your blinds, your old VCR. But to Russ, combustible dust is a serious matter at the mill.
So with combustible dust, if you have a lot of sawdust in the air and there is an initial explosion, then there can be a larger secondary explosion. There's two mills back in 2012, one in Prince George and one in Burns Lake. The explosion basically flattened the mill. In each case, two workers were killed and over 20 were injured. So WorkSafe made some huge changes to their policies in that time. So you're allowed an eighth of an inch of dust over 5% of an area, and if you're above that, you're in non-compliance and they can shut you down. Since 2012, we have had 6 WorkSafe BC combustible dust audits. Gratefully, with lots of hard work, we've never had a combustible dust order.
Downey is a 4-species mill, making it extremely versatile.
And so we'll cut 2x4 through 2x12 full thickness, 2-inch. Then we have a dimension size, so like 43 millimeter thickness, 4, 6, and 8 inch, that'll get planed and dried and planed into decking. Then we have 1.25 inch decking, and then we have 1 inch boards as well, and that's all cedar. So next week, we're going to cut 1 inch spruce, and so the whole mill will see nothing but spruce. Week after that, we're going to cut Japanese dimension fir. We're a 4-species mill, we can put hemlock into the mix too. That's one of the things that's kept us working, is the fact that we're so versatile. And we're one of the most technologically advanced cedar mills in North America.
Downey apprenticeships have led to full-time employment over the years.
2 out of our 4 on-shift electricians were apprenticed here. See that in the mill rights department as well.
Russ goes on to fill me in on what the mill does with all the water that makes its way into the yard.
Is we have taken on a project, we are gathering all of the water that comes off all the roofs of the building, all the water that gathers in the log yard, and we're pumping it into a settling pond system so that by the time that water hits back into the silhouette, it's all been cleaned and all the sediments out of it. So it's all in order to get better water quality back into the river.
A heartfelt Russ talks about how pivotal Ross Gorman was in the creation of the finger-jointed boards.
Ross Gorman, who bought into Downey in the 80s, he was passionate about recovering every bit that you could out of every tree. And even until he was in his 90s, he'd still be here at the mill, and the first place that he would want to look was in the conveyor going to the chipper, because he was always convinced that you could do more. So that's where finger jointing boards, so we pick boards out of the chipper for finger jointing, and we remanufacture lower value boards to get higher value finger joint out of them. If you go look at the little red building behind the Railway Museum, it has finger jointed bevel siding from Downey. You can't even tell that it's finger jointed. Primed and painted, you lose the joint.
After an hour tour of the mill, Russ speaks from the heart and shares why he loves what he does, why the mill matters, and what the mill means to him and to this community.
I would hope that they would recognize the effort that everybody makes when they work here to get as much value and volume as we can out of every log that we bring into the mill, and that they would recognize that, you know, we are concerned about the environment as well. It's not just a tree to us. It is a working forest, and we do our part right from the out in the bush to the right into where we ship it. We're all involved in doing the best we can with the resources.
It will come to no surprise to those that know me or listen occasionally on CKCR that I'm a big fan of my father. I can't do what he does. I can't do what I saw the workers of the mill do, but I sure do appreciate the work, the dedication, and the passion that goes into their day. John Lennon sang it best. A working class hero is something to be.